Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Dr. Jonathan Scheinman. He is here from Fit Biomics, and he's here to talk about how he has partnered with his alma mater, the Johnnies there in New York, St. John's University. And Fit Biomics is a cutting-edge microbiome and probiotic company. Doctor, thanks for being on the show. We hear these words a lot, like biomes and probiotics, and for a lot of us, we're like, I think I understand what that is. So can you clear it up in a brief explanation, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on here and have an opportunity to talk about this. But it's a new frontier, and I think biotechnology and metagenomics is really leading the way in terms of transforming the way we live, our health, our development, and our performance. And basically, when we talk about the human microbiome, we're essentially talking about a community or an ecosystem of microorganisms that live in and on our body, primarily in our gut, that greatly influence everything from, you know, digestion, energy metabolism, protein metabolism, neurology, and immunology. And these beneficial bacteria prime our daily lives. And essentially what we're doing at Fit Biomics is seeing what sort of probiotics are uniquely enriched in elite athletes and then translating those learnings into nutrition that could benefit everyone, essentially.
All right. And another neophyte question, probiotics, you know, we hear it. It's sort of like when we think something has electrolytes. Sounds good. We don't really know what they do. So, or an antioxidant. So what is probiotics?
Yeah, so in general, the general definition of probiotics is essentially a microorganism, predominantly a bacteria that is beneficial to us and sort of confers a functional benefit. Traditionally, probiotics, as you know, are decades old. There isn't really a ton of innovation around them. They're traditionally isolated from food or baby poop or the environment or animals. And more times than not, they aid, in digestion. But again, I think with the advances in biotechnology, it's rapidly accelerating discoveries in what we know about our bodies and the whole, again, ecosystem of potential next-generation probiotics that could be used for all sorts of benefits in holistic health.
When you talk about microbiomes, those can be, of course, distinct from individual to individual. How do you distinguish how a microbiome is in each individual and then tailor it?
Yeah, so I mentioned this whole biotechnology and genomics revolution, and it all comes down to using technology to sequence and decode the genetic information that are in our guts via these, bacterial ecosystems. So what we could do is basically work with athletes or non-athletes and athletes by different sports. We could collect biological samples from their GI tract, and then basically through DNA sequencing, get a snapshot of all the microorganisms in their gut and how it changes over time, pre and post exercise. And from all of that metagenomic information, we could basically identify things that are unique or enriched or change over time that we can then isolate, purify, functionally validate, and then look to commercialize to benefit a bunch of folks.
Very interesting. I have a question from a listener, April. She says, can you please ask him about decal transplants and their success in clinical trials? Is that something you know about?
Decal, I'm not entirely sure. Maybe this is FMTs or fecal transplants. And if that's what it is in general, that's, I think, probably what initiated all the excitement with microbiomes, the fact that it's dynamic, the fact that it could be sort of harvested, utilized, and actually transferred. There's a bunch of studies out there that showed if you transfer sort of the microbiome compositions from a healthy individual to, let's say, someone with C. diff, it cures that. There's also some ongoing studies with obesity, diabetes, autism, anything you could think of. And it's basically looking for beneficial bacteria in healthy microbiomes and transferring those to help broader communities.
A couple more questions for Dr. Jonathan Scheinman in New York from Fit Biomics. You talked about probiotics being around for a long time. What are the next gen probiotics?
Yeah, so first of all, the source. If I said, hey, let's get a lactobacillus species or bifidobacterium species, which represent 90% of the market, And let's isolate one from, let's say, baby poop or cheese. Okay, maybe that's cool. But what if we isolated, one from an ultra marathon runner or an Olympic champion swimmer or wrestler? And you're talking about variants of these probiotics that naturally thrive and function in superheroes. That's one. The other one is something that we're also developing that we published on, rather than just a lactobacillus or bifidobacterium. What if I told you we isolated a probiotic from ultramarathon runners that naturally eat lactic acid, converts them to short chain fatty acids, and improve endurance by 13% in preclinical studies? So that's an example of next generation probiotics, finding these unique beneficial microorganisms that confer holistic health benefits in people.
And then when you talk about biotechnology, how does that marry itself into functional medicine in your mind?
Yeah, so my background, I got a PhD in biomedicine, and a lot of times we're using technology to study disease phenotypes and populations to basically improve health. And, you know, another approach in what FitBiomics is doing is, well, let's take a form fits function approach and natural selection, and let's look at super fit, super healthy people and what works in them. And then can we translate that and distill that down into supplements or food and beverages that keep everyone else active or healthy or fit? You know, not just from, you know, treating a disease, but maybe preventing them and keeping people healthy to begin with. And I think that's part of this movement of food tech and also just food as medicine. You know, if we could create new functional products in the form of next-gen probiotics, they could be useful to keep people active, fit, and healthy so they could have better quality of life and support better lifestyles.
Very interesting. And I know you played hoop at St. John's. Were you more Chris Mullin or were you more Mark Jackson?
Well, I guess I was neither because I didn't make the MBA and I got a PhD in molecular biology as a backup. So, you know, I grew up in New York. I was a little bit of a combo guard, a little bit of point, a little bit of shooting. But as you know, I'm a Johnny for life, won a Big East championship in 2000. And for me, it's just exciting the evolution to go from athlete to scientist to entrepreneur and now come back home with FitBiomics and partner with St. John's and do our best to have our technology and next-gen probiotics support the student-athletes, but also the New York community in general.
Did you play for Carnesecca or meet him at any point?
Well, I played for Coach Jarvis, but actually I was at the university a couple weeks ago when they unveiled the Lou Carnesecca, the Coach Carnesecca statue. Mm-hmm. So I've been fortunate to meet him a couple of times, and he obviously is just an amazing human being and has affected so many people's lives for good. And again, it's just an amazing tradition and so lucky to be a part of it.
And then how does the whole NIL thing come in, name, image, likeness? How does what you do and your expertise help these students with NIL now?
Yeah, I think it's just an exciting time. I mean, first and foremost, the technology that we've developed, you know, from FitBiomics that we've translated into Nella Probiotics. I'd encourage everyone to check us out at nellaprobiotics.com. First and foremost, we want to support student-athlete health and performance and aiding them with everything from digestion to energy, sleep, recovery, endurance. So our ability to provide Nella to every student-athlete at St. John's. But, you know, as you pointed out, our bigger mantra is like just athlete empowerment. And with the NIL, what we're doing is each student athlete at St. John's has the ability not to just receive Nella to help them in their personal health, but also to be ambassadors and educators and leaders of the new school and help us spread the word, educate, build our community, and then, you know, get compensated for that, you know, as any ambassador would or should. So it's a holistic player empowerment movement through technology and health, but also through education and compensation as well. And we're excited to be at the forefront of this and partner with St. John's.
And then how do people find out more information? As you said, nellaprobiotics.com. What else? Where else can we go?
Yeah, check us out on Instagram at nellaprobiotics.com. Check us out on our website, nellaprobiotics.com. It really is an exciting time. You know, we're also on LinkedIn, obviously. That's more just FitBiomics, which is our, you know, sort of platform company. But it's an exciting time. We're building a new frontier, and, you know, we invite everyone to join us on this journey.
There he is, Dr. Jonathan Scheinman for FitBiomics. He is the founder and CEO, and good little guard back in the day. Doctor, thanks for your time, and congratulations on what you got going.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.